So let's spend some time learning the key psukim around which the Pesach Seder is structured. We have four psukim and it starts off, Tzeil Mad, go and learn. First question is, why does it say Tzeil Mad, go and learn? Surely, Toshma, come and hear. It's like the pasuk, L'chuvanim Shimuli. Go, my sons, and listen to me. That's Tzeil Mad. Go and learn. Where are you going to? Maybe you have to get out of your comfort zone in order to learn something new. Right, the Gemara at the end of Maseches Brachos talks about Talmidei Chachamim, the praise of Talmidei Chachamim. They leave their hometowns in order to be able to learn, where they have greater learning opportunities somewhere else. Moving away from the comforts of home. Moving away from the ability to take things easy. Because the opportunity to learn and to grow is worth more than material comforts and being able to pamper ourselves. So, there's another pshat there. Tzeil Mad, go and learn. Jump from one issue to the next. And it's the Medrash Haggadah, jump. Pesach's all about jumping anyway, isn't it? Go from one issue to the next. Where are you going from? Go from Lavan and learn to Para. Learn from Para to Lavan. Tzeil Mad, from that which is being learned to something else. Tzeil Mad. Understand that our entire existence is Bashkacha Pratis. The Klal Yisrael story is totally different to any other nation in the world. We're starting off by explaining that it's always been that way. There have always been those that have sought to wipe us off the face of the earth. And it started with Lavan, Bikish Lavan, La'akar Yisakal. Though, you kind of wonder, what's the message? It could be that this is a raya, and the Ritva says this. This is a proof to Vihisha Amda. Because it goes back even further. It goes back even further than Yaakov Avinu. It goes back to Avraham Avinu, the Bris Ben Absarim, where Hashem promised, we'll save you in every generation. And this is verifying that which was said to Avraham at the very outset of the Jewish story. This is the way the Abarbanel learns. That which was said to Avraham Avinu at the Bris Ben Abasarim was fulfilled in its entirety with Geri Yezarecha, where Yaakov was a stranger to Lavan in Lavan's house. Vagamas Hagoya Avaydu Dan Anoichi. Hashem judges Lavan when Hashem comes to Lavan at night. Vachrechen Yetzu Birchish Gadol. Yaakov Avinu emerges very wealthy from Lavan's house. So the promise that was given to Hashem by Hashem to Avram came true with Yaakov, and then Maisa Avasim and Labanim is true for the entire Jewish nation as well.